Pollination. Written and read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, explicit. Relationships, John Antilles, Echo, Fives, Cody Obi-Wan, and Fox Quinlan Vos. Also tagged for polyamory, alternate universe, college university, established relationship, exhibitionism, porn with feelings, humor, blowjobs, and trolling. Part 2 of Dandelions. Creator's Notes. This takes place about 2 months after Wishing on Dandelions. Not explained super well in this is that the clones are the school's hockey team. John is the most reasonable philosophy student ever.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
John is at another party, once again sitting on the very comfortable floor of the living room of the Coruscant City University hockey team house, with the other partygoers in various stages of inebriation around him. The hockey team removed all the furniture in their living room as part of a prank gone wrong near the beginning of the semester and haven't replaced it yet. Thus, the floor. John doesn't mind, though. The floor is surprisingly clean and allows more flexibility than raised furniture. He wouldn't be able to slouch with his back to the wall and his legs outstretched, and also have Five's head in his lap on a couch. He finds he likes this position. It was the one he said yes to them in. In the 2 months since John said, "Only one," and Echo and Five's kissed him breathless at a party, they've discovered that John doesn't really feel comfortable with PDA. Not yet, at least. He's working on it. Not because Fives and Echo are pushing, but because John can feel a hunger in him. A desire to have Fives and Echo kiss him in public. A desire to be shown off. But he shies away from that. Too selfish, says a part of himself. He's working on it with his therapist. Be shown off, not show off. Because Fives and Echo love to show off. And John loves to watch them. To know they are his and he is theirs. And know that even if he isn't making Fives sigh and Echo moan, that the noises are for him regardless. Likes knowing that other can see them being so good together. Deep thoughts? Echo asks, leaning over and bracing a hand next to Fives' shoulder. John barely turns his head and breathes, low enough that only Echo will hear him over the pounding music. You should kiss him. Echo's expression melts into heat, and his voice in John's ear makes him shiver. Cock stirring at the feel of breath and the words, "Just kiss?" John opens his mouth, but can't get the words out. I think you want to see him come like this in your lap where everyone can see. John bites back a whimper and shifts, his cock brushing the back of Fives's head. Fives turns from the train wreck of whatever it is Fox and Quinn are doing in the corner and presses his head back slightly, looking up at them with hooded eyes, mouth slightly parted, inviting devastation. Yes, John breathes. He can hear Echo bite back a good boy and is grateful. He couldn't handle that right now. Then Echo leans down to Fives and kisses him. One of those deep, focused kisses that make John lose his mind. Fives arches up into him, moaning loud into his mouth. Top looks over, and John just raises an eyebrow and lifts the Kraft non-alcoholic cocktail that Echo brought for him. He knows it's just fancy juice, way overpriced. But his therapist keeps pushing him to enjoy things, and he likes this overpriced fancy juice. And his boyfriend got it for him. To his lips, and takes a sip. In his lap, Echo's got a leg between Fives's, and a hand braced on the floor on the far side of John's hip. He started that dirty grind that he and Fives can keep up for what feels like hours as John loses his mind. Fives's moans are spilling into the room now as he arches his neck to give Echo better access to it. John knows what it feels like to have all of Echo's attention focused on making him squirm with his mouth. Fives's neck isn't as sensitive as John's, but he's still grinding up into Echo, one hand coming up to hold him there, moaning. Their hips move in sync in a way John has never seen anyone else pull off. And he's seen a lot of people grinding against each other, being dragged to these hockey parties for over a year as Fives and Echo's roommate. The slow roll of their hips is more of a tease than anything. A tease for John. They're using a rhythm he feels throb in his cock, one he loves. Not the one they use when they're focused on getting each other off. John takes another sip of his mocktail to distract himself from the feel of Fives' head, rhythmically pressing into his cock. They'd move if he shifted. He knows that. But he doesn't want them to. This feels good. He takes another sip. Too good. He raises his eyebrows at Tup again. Tup is bright red. Poor first year. Probably didn't expect this kind of action from team parties. It's not like he hasn't seen worse. Last week, someone... Cody likes to pretend to be a stick in the mud, but John's seen enough of him to know otherwise. Proposed truth or dare, and that ended with Quinlan with his legs around Fox's waist being fucked against a wall. Because Bly didn't think he could do it. Fives lets out a strangled moan that might be Echo's name, and Tup flees into the kitchen. John snorts. He looks down. Oh. Echo has a hand up Fives' shirt, fingers pinching a nipple, and yeah, that'll do it. Fives catches John's gaze and says, voice half a moan in a way that goes straight to John's cock. Don't look away. John closes his eyes and tries to maintain control, but a hand winds through his hair and tugs and he bites back a moan. He doesn't bite his lip. That would be a tell, and that was beaten out of him by... The hand relaxes and he opens his eyes. Their hips are still moving lazily, but Fives has a hand on Echo's back and the urgency, the show, has faded. Fives looks concerned. Too much? Wanna go? John shakes his head. It was a moment of weakness, to center himself. Fives tugs his hair and frowns, like he can see the thought. John examines it critically and can see all the things his therapist would say if she heard it. Having boundaries wasn't a weakness, but a strength. If he needed a moment, then he deserved. If he needed a moment, Fives and Echo would be hurt if he didn't take it. "I can't," he whispers. He doesn't even know if they can hear him. "I'm always paying attention, but I can't." Fives smiles and tugs his hair lightly, not enough to sting. "Thank you." He breaks off on a gasp that breaks into a moan and his hand drops away. He writhes in John's lap. Echo has Fives's terrible button-down shirt halfway undone and is rolling a nipple between his teeth. John watches, not looking away, as Echo takes Fives apart. He sucks on Fives's nipples, biting his way across his chest to switch. Fives is so sensitive to nipple play, nothing will make him beg faster. Fives gets his hands up Echo's shirt and pulls at it, rucking it up under his armpits. He scratches down Echo's back as Echo bites at one of his nipples before pulling back. "No, Echo, please!" Fives whines, rolling his hips and arching enticingly. John swallows at the picture they make. Fives splayed out on his lap, shirt open, neck and chest a mess of bites and hickeys, tenting his also terrible gym shorts, so hard he's making a damp spot where the head of his cock is leaking into them. Echo is sitting on his thigh, t-shirt bunched under his armpits, showing his tight, pebbly nipples, flushed halfway down his chest, mouth swollen from sucking kisses into Fives's skin, his terrible gym shorts, so low on his hips the top of his ass is visible. John wildly thinks that if Echo's shorts were any lower, the head of his cock would peek out. As John watches and Fives whines, Echo strips off his shirt and tugs at Fives's shorts. Fives arches his hips, lifting Echo in a move that makes John's mouth go dry. Together, they get Fives' cock out, and Echo kisses him as he wraps his hand around his cock, shifting so he can grind against Fives' thigh. They are breathtaking. John can't look away.
"Sorry to interrupt," a cultured voice that doesn't sound sorry at all says.
John tears his eyes away to look at Obi-Wan. He takes another sip of his craft mocktail as Echo and Fives continue, very much not interrupted. He looks impassively at Obi-Wan.
"I was, wondering if everyone was okay over here."
Obi-Wan looks uncomfortable. He always looks that way with sexual situations until he's had half a beer, at which point he starts flirting with anything he can see. John caught him flirting with a lamp once. Fox swears Obi-Wan got tipsy at a theater rap party and started flirting with the ancient and way too up-his-own-ass theater prof, Professor Yoda.
"Do I look uncomfortable?"
John says, keeping his face straight. Even as Echo moans and Fives whines and the pressure of Fives' head on his cock is exquisite.
"I merely thought, given that your roommates have never gotten quite this..."
Obi-Wan is cut off by Echo releasing Fives' mouth to kiss his way down his chest. Fives is tossing his head and making rhythmic, high-pitched moans that are very evocative. John threads his fingers in Fives' hair to gently hold his head still. That much thrashing felt a little too good. He looks steadily at Obi-Wan, waiting for him to get uncomfortable enough to leave. Obi-Wan shores himself up like the too overly invested, nosy person he is. John thinks he needs to learn how to read a situation. Rex, for an example of someone who's actually in a social work degree, is looking at them with resignation. But when John catches his eye and raises his mocktail in a tiny toast, Rex looks at the ceiling like he's praying for strength. Poor Rex, having to deal with his team being a bunch of oversexed assholes. Not that John can talk. He's actively encouraging two of them. Obi-Wan still hasn't figured out what to say, and Echo's made his way down to Fives's cock, mouthing at the head. Both Echo and Fives praise John's cocksucking, and it's actually something he can admit he does well and take pride in. But John loves Echo's mouth, the way his entire focus is on making John or Fives lose it. He's got a hand around the base of Fives's dick, and the other on Fives's hip, holding him still, and is slowly dragging his lips over the shaft. Fives is scrabbling because Echo doesn't like having his hair pulled, and Fives needs something to hold on to. "Everything all right over here?" Cody walks up with two beers. John casually raises one knee. It hides his aching cock more completely under Fives's head, and also puts his ankle within reach for Fives to cling to, which he does, one hand reaching over his head to grab it, stretching his gorgeous, marked-up, muscled chest for John to see. "Is there a problem?" John asks, gentle curiosity in his voice. He actually isn't sure why now, of all times, Fives and Echo's captain is coming over to check on them. They've been making out on top of John for almost a year now, getting more graphic every time. "Just making sure no one's pushing boundaries they shouldn't be," Cody says, immediately being a hypocrite by handing Obi-Wan a beer. Obi-Wan swears off drinking once a month. It only ever lasts until he goes to a party. John asked Fox about it once, concerned. But Fox says Quinn says, and he would know, being Obi-Wan's best friend, that the attempts at sobriety are because Obi-Wan thinks he should, for his art. Not because he actually has a problem or wants to stop. Again, Quinn would know, given his own stint in rehab. Obi-Wan takes the beer without thinking. John is distracted from that whole spiraling train wreck by Fives' punched-out moans getting more urgent. Echo's taken him into his mouth now and is bobbing his head, showy and messy. Fives gets louder, and John has to duck his head to hide a smirk. He's playing it up, too. When he has himself under control, he looks at Cody again and sips his mocktail. "Are you uncomfortable?" he asks. Fives squeezes his ankle. John is pretty sure that's because Echo just laughed around his cock. Obi-Wan looks at him, aghast, which is rich coming from someone who is 20 minutes away from choking himself on Cody's cock. Every party, so regularly some people time their exit by it, Obi-Wan gets tipsy and he and Cody lose all their upright prudishness and fuck in view of everyone. But Cody is blinking at the question too. And Fives and Echo had fucked in public at least once that John caught. Now they were dating, why wouldn't they fuck on top of him? "Just because they're your roommates," Obi-Wan starts, and it clicks for John. They haven't figured it out. John told Noel and Fox, and he presumes Fives and Echo told some people, but that, apparently, didn't include their captain. He has to take a long swig of his mocktail to stop himself from laughing. If Cody and Obi-Wan can't figure out that John has started dating his roommates when they are literally having sex on top of him while he helps support them, well. He missed the end of Obi-Wan's sentence, and Fives is almost shouting now, and John can see that Echo's hand has left his cock and is behind his balls. John tries to subtly dig in his pockets and unearths a packet of lube. He thought idly about one of them taking him in the bathroom tonight, about pushing himself that way. But this is better. He slides the packet to Echo. Cody is still saying something about respecting boundaries. "Can you keep it down over there?"
Fox shouts across the room. John widens his eyes as if to say, "Who, me?" Just as Fives lets out a keening whine and bucks down onto Echo's fingers. Fox stalks over, and John looks down at Fives and says, "Apparently, Fox needs quiet to plan his next not date with Quinn." Fives pinches his lips shut. Fox gets two words into his denial when Fives lets out an honestly shocked keen. "Apparently, Echo is feeling mean today." John looks Obi-Wan straight in the eye as he slides two fingers into Fives' mouth, Fives sucking them down gratefully and making John's cock throb intensely. He's almost reached his limit for the night. He wants someone inside him badly, but not here. "Thank you," Fox spits out. "Take your roommates home if they're going to be so noisy." He pauses before the word roommates and glances at a still shocked and appalled Obi-Wan. Cody is starting to look suspicious. Only then all spectators disappear from John's mind because Fives is clutching at his ankle and gagging himself on John's fingers and pressing his head back into John's cock and coming into Echo's mouth. Echo swallows showily, pulling back to tease John with the spend in his mouth. John aches to lean forward and take it from him, taste Fives on Echo's tongue. But he knows his own limits, and he would regret that. Besides, the opportunities to troll Obi-Wan are endless right now, and he doesn't want to ruin that. Echo rolls to his feet, and his shorts are soaked with pre-cum. John swallows and helps him gather Fives' limp body from John's lap. John swallows down the rest of his mocktail in one go, showing off a little himself. He drops the empty bottle on the ground with all the other empty bottles and cans and gets to his feet. "Done?" he asks Echo and Fives.
"Yeah, done here at least."
Fives slurs out and gives John a thumbs up. Echo laughs and slings one of Fives' arms over his shoulders. Fives clings like an octopus. John grabs the rest of the pack of mocktails and shoots a lazy wave to the stunned pair at his back and a middle finger to Fox and gently guides his boyfriends out the door. Their work is done here. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, you can leave feedback. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!